day. And that goes right along with what we're going to bring you a message about tonight from the book of Hebrews in the 10th chapter. Hebrews chapter 10. We'll try not to be long-winded tonight, but you just pray for us that God would take these words and use them to encourage us this evening as his children today, because we need encouragement. We need it. Times are hard. We're living in the best of times, but yet we're living in the worst of times. And we certainly need the Lord and our brothers and sisters in the church to help us to make it through this time. In the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter, go with me if you would, starting at verse 32. Verse 32. He says, "But call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while you become companions of them that were so used. For you had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great reward, recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive that promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry." And stop reading there, verse 37 tonight. And I like to bring to you a message entitled "Loss of Confidence." Loss of confidence. Paul, to the Hebrew church, is trying to exhort them. If you read the rest of the chapter, the beginning part of it, and even the next chapter, which is the faith chapter, you'll find that Paul was just a down-to-earth preacher. He didn't, as he said, he told Timothy, he said, "Don't use enticing words, but just preach the gospel, instant in season and out of season, enduring afflictions and all the things that go along with it." Paul just preached the word. And here he's telling us today that we have often to call to remembrance the days past and all that God has done for us. When he talks about that loss of confidence, that word in the Greek means to throw away or to lose. It is a reference to cowardly soldiers who throw away their weapons and flee from battle. And when the Lord laid this on my heart, Brother Ray, I thought about you, because some of you may not know, but Brother Ray was a leader in the platoon during the Vietnam War, and was able to keep his troops alive and well. There were some injuries, yes, but they was able to come home to be with their families. But Paul is using a military illustration here to us that we don't need to lose our confidence, but be patient. Instead of us getting so anxious, we need to be patient and wait on God to help us and to reflect back on all that God has already done for us. See, he said, "You took care of me when I was in need, and you went through, because of that, you endured a lot of afflictions." As the brother testified tonight, that, you know, some of us have been made a gazing stock, that we've suffered reproaches and afflictions because we became companions of those that are born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. But he says that don't lose your confidence. don't give up in the warfare that we are in. And we are in a warfare. We're fighting against the devil and the principalities. It's not against flesh and blood, but it's a spiritual warfare that we are fighting in. And Paul, like I tonight, was trying to encourage them, don't lose your confidence. The battle is hard sometimes, is it not? And sometimes you feel like that you could just, as Brother Tom Metcalf used to say, you feel like that you could go bear hunting with a switch. And then other times your own shadow scares you because your confidence is so low. What he's referring to here is that we as the children of God, we have the armor, going back to the book of Ephesians in the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 18. We have the armor to fight against the devil and all that he is bringing against us. But did you know you could have all the armor in the world, but without confidence, you've already lost the battle? You've already lost it because you don't have the confidence that you and God is able to get the victory that you are standing in need of. You see, we've been so downtrodden. We've been told how big the devil is and all the power that he has. We've been watching our afflictions and the things that we're going through, and we're seeing how that they just grow and mushroom right in front of us to the point that we know that they are bigger than we are. And we lose our confidence that God will give us the victory if we will keep fighting and keep moving and don't lose our confidence. How many of you have got battles in your memory that God has brought you through and given you the victory? If it weren't for God, we wouldn't be able to stand and testify about his goodness and all that he has done. And even in those battles, we remember it wasn't us, but it was God who gave us the victory. All we did was obeyed his commands. When God says march, we ought to march. When God says that we need to take cover, we better take cover. And when we see those signs, you know what we think the first thing is to retreat. But I never read in God's word where God ever retreated from the battle. He had the confidence that we are able to win this battle. In the battles that you and I face that each and every day, it's a new battle, Brother Mark, that we face along this journey. The devil will come today with one set of circumstances, and tomorrow he's got a brand new set. And sometimes we feel like there's no way that we can win. And it brings loss of confidence. But I want to reassure you today, every battle that our Lord and Savior faced and the prophets faced and the early saints in the early church that they faced, when they faced it with confidence, God gave them the victory, and he is not going to let us down. We are still his children, and if we will keep our confidence in God, we will win the battle that we are facing today. Our confidence gets weak when we need a spiritual recharge. When we need God to just kindle that fire. The fire never goes out, Brother Lee. But sometimes it gets awfully low. We need God to rekindle the fire in our hearts and our souls, as he told them here in the book of Hebrews, that we would remember all the reproaches and afflictions that we have been through because we were used of people. But he said that, but remember how you blessed me. Paul speaking, how you blessed me and took joy, the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourself that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. How many of you know tonight you got a better place waiting for you on the other side? That ought to give us the confidence. With the help of God, there is nothing that we cannot overcome in our lifetime. There's nothing that we ought not lose a battle to the devil. But yet we do. Because we've lost our confidence. I don't think any of us willfully throws our weapons on the sideline and flees from the battle. But you know, once your weapons are taken away, you have nothing to fight with. And when you have nothing to fight with, and the enemy seems like they have all kinds of artillery, it'll make you retreat and run away. But church, don't ever forget who our captain is. Remember who gave you the victory the last time and the time before. And the greatest victory that he's ever given us was when we was in a battle for the eternity of our soul. And who gave us the victory other than God himself? And we didn't even have to fight. All we had to do was step out with confidence that God would save us. I see so many people today that's lost their confidence. And loss of confidence comes from loss of prayer. It comes from, as you go back to the previous verses, it comes from loss of attending church. You can get awfully weak. You say, does that mean I've lost my salvation? No, but you get so weak that the devil could come to you with a shadow and get the victory in your life. Whereas before you stood brave and you was ready to fight. People think that they can listen to it on a radio or watch it on TV and maintain their relationship with God. I want to be one to testify. I can't. Anybody else know that you need to go to the house of the Lord to maintain your confidence? To maintain it. Because you don't know what the battle is going to be tomorrow. You don't even know what you're going to face in your journey tonight. Much less this week. I'm not ready to lay my arms on the battlefield and walk away. We all know people that have done that. And they may put on a front that their life is going good and everything is well. But down on the inside, they know that they've walked away from the best thing that ever happened to them. And that they don't have that relationship. And as Brother Lloyd said, that emptiness is there because they can't even pray. Because they've lost their confidence. You show me somebody today that has no confidence, and I'll show you somebody that can't get anything done. But you show me somebody that's got confidence. And you know what David would say? That giant don't look so big. Oh, that'll preach. Thank God for that thought. When you have confidence, no matter what might be standing in front of you, that city Jericho, we could take that. That ain't nothing. Praise the Lord. When we have confidence, we could go against all the things that's coming against us and say, I can't do it by myself, but with the help of God, whatever it is that stands in my way. As David had the boldness to tell Goliath, you may be standing there right now, but with the help of my Lord and my Savior, I've got the confidence that we are going to defeat you, put you behind us, and we're going to sing a song of victory. Because victory is sweet. And we know where the victory comes from, do we not? Tonight, we have so many that have lost their confidence. They've lost it. But Paul says, don't cast away your confidence, for you have a great a great recompense of reward. How many of us know tonight that every time we stand up and we fight for the Lord, God gives us a reward? Some of them are openly. Some of them are discreet. But God gives us a reward. And you say, Roger, be careful. You're in a Baptist church and there you are talking about rewards again. I just believe it like this, and you can throw me out if you want to. But I believe God rewards our efforts while we're in this battle fighting for Him, that we might be able to lift up the blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ and say, devil, you might have them right now, but I've come not in my name, not in Paul's name, but I've come in the name of the Lord. And we are going to overcome. When we shall get the victory, we have full confidence and assurance, devil, you may have it now, but I've come to take it back and get it back to the house of the Lord. He said, you may have that reward, but we got to be patient. We got to be patient that while God has promised us, if we have confidence, we'll get the victory. But how many of us get tired during the battle? Sometimes, just like in warfare, we think, didn't we just take that city? Only to find that the enemy has taken it back. And we think that, what are we going to do? Some of us are like Moses. When the battle stands in front of us, we take it into our own hands and say, I'll just slay that Egyptian. He wasn't waiting on God. Moses said, I can do this. Let me give you this tonight. If you get nothing else from this message, take this home with you. You and I can do nothing without the help of God. And when you step out on your own, you're on your own. You pick the battle, God won't fight with you. How many of y'all know people that just like to pick battles? Right? You know, several years ago, the Lord laid this thought on my heart, and I try to live by this. Folks, there's a lot of things that's not worth fighting over. You have to pick your battles. Because if you try to fight every battle, you're going to lose. You can't fight every battle that there is. There's some you got to let go. You got to measure it up against what's really important and what really is in alignment with God's word that's worth fighting for. Because there's some things that aren't worth fighting for. Some of you say, be careful, Roger. There's no reason for me to go and try to get on a national platform against a lot of the things that's going on in this country. You say, why don't you? If you believe that strongly against them, why are you not fighting? Because I'd be going in myself. And I'd be a laughingstock, would I not? You see, we gotta know, if God's in it, fight on. But if God's not in it, let it lie. You don't need to start something that God's not going to bless you in. You need to be careful along the journey. But we need to be patient. I've never been in real warfare. I've been in a lot of spiritual warfare. But Ray, I believe that in real warfare, some of them soldiers said, let's go, let's go. But you had to wait for the command to come to go and to fight. You see, some of us today, we get ahead of God. Be patient, wait on God. Because it might look like the most opportune time to you. I guarantee you, if our leaders had the opportunity to redo the beaches at Normandy, they would have redone them. Because thousands upon thousands of men lost their lives because they said, let's take this hill. And you say, Roger, you're second-guessing history. How many of us know that Once you look back, sometimes you have a second thought on it, don't you? We ought to rethink some things and say, Lord, what would you have me to do? Because nothing can make you lose your confidence quicker than getting whooped. And that may not be good English, but how many of you have ever been whooped by the devil? Some of you don't want to confess. And every time that I've been defeated, it's because I didn't wait on God. It wasn't that God didn't want to give me the victory. It just wasn't the right time. And timing is everything. We have to wait on God. He said that if we would just wait on Him, we would receive the promise. And the last verse, that it's just a little while. Now, I'm sometimes confused by God, because the scripture is the word given by God to men to write for us to have today. Is that not right? It's given by divine inspiration. But when Paul said, yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry, I have to say, my time frame and Paul's time frame that he's referring to, that he got from God, are not on the same page. In fact, we're not even in the same book. Because I've heard ever since a child, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And here, after all these years, you know what we're still preaching? Jesus is coming. Just a little while, and He's going to come. You say, what is your definition of a little while? Because I'm losing confidence waiting. There was Paul. Let's go back. Paul said it like this: when the Lord shall appear, many shall be asleep on that day. And he said that those that are asleep in the grave, they're going to come forth first. And then listen to what Paul said: and we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up and changed in a moment of the twinkling of an eye. Paul said, he was looking for him in his day. Are we still patient today? And sometimes we say, but Roger, go to the last chapter of Revelations, the last verse, next to last verse, when it says, and Lord, come quickly. Right? But you know what God says? God says, there's still a host out there that is lost and undone. Church, this is not the time to take your armor off and lay it on the sideline. This is not the time for you to be without your confidence. I believe it like this, and I'll try to close. There is nothing that my God is not able to take over and to win in the warfare. And you say, if He can do it, why is He not doing it? Because today the soldiers are so few. We're so few. And you take away those that have lost their confidence. And I don't mean to be blunt tonight, but somebody that has lost their confidence is useless. They're useless. You find somebody that, and I'll get some natural examples. You find somebody that has been abused. They've lost their confidence. You find somebody that has been tossed out and rambled on and walked on and mistreated. They've lost their confidence. You find somebody that has been let go from a job. You find somebody that has lost their confidence. And every one of us has been in a situation where we have lost our confidence at one time or another. But I come to bring you encouraging news. With the help of God, you can get your confidence back. And you'll be able to stand and say, there is nothing that me and God, well, let's change that. There is nothing that God and I cannot do. Because you see, you got to put God first. Put God first. And when you put God first, you'll start to see the battles. And I'll use a secular example. You know, when our teams win, when I was growing up, when the team that won, they got a trophy. And they would put it on the wall and show all the success that they had. Today we got some trophies. But unlike today's society, just because you're a participant doesn't mean you get a trophy. Oh, some of your kids ain't gonna like this. See, when we got defeated, we had to look at the others as they got the trophy, was celebrating. You say, what's that got to do with the message? Because when you lose, your confidence is gone. What if I'd done this? What if I'd done that? Or if I would have approached it from a different angle, I might be up there on the winning side instead of walking away as a loser. And you say, do you really think there's only two winners and losers? Amen. Some of your kids ain't going to like this. But I don't believe in participation trophies. I can't even get an amen on Sunday night. You know why the winners won? Taking us away all other interference. They won because they fought harder. They fought harder. They didn't give up. When they was at the point to where that they felt like they was about to collapse, they found a new burst of energy to keep going. You say, is that what Paul is saying? Yes. Keep fighting. Keep going. Because you got all the armor. Who gave us the armor? God. But you know what we'd rather do? We'd rather say, like Saul, here, David, take my armor. And David said, I can't do it. I can't do it. You know what David was saying? I have no confidence in your armor. Besides that, it won't fit me. Who was the biggest man at the time that they appointed the king? Saul. David was a... You know what that'd be like? That'd be like Gavin putting on my suit. It just... envelop him. He'd be lost tonight, but God has given us. And I'll close with this final thought. I cannot wear your armor, and you cannot wear my armor. I know. You see, I piddle around on cars every once in a while, and y'all know that. My buddy Chuck and them, they'd say, why in the world are you not using air tools? And I say, because I didn't grow up with them. I grew up with a ratchet and wrenches. That's what I know how to use. And for what you're using your air tools with, I can use the ratchet and wrenches and do it just as fast as you can with the air tools. I have no confidence in them. Because every time I try to use one, Jack, it wouldn't break the bolt loose. You know, you can put a ratchet with a socket and a big old breaker bar, and you can take anything apart. You see, that's confidence. You've got to have confidence in all aspects of your life. If you don't, you'll never win. You'll never win. Tonight, in the spiritual realm, how many of you have got confidence in what God can do? How many of you got confidence in what God and you can do? I believe sometimes it gets awfully low. Sometimes we feel like, God, why have you forsaken me? Why am I here all by myself with no help whatsoever? God is saying, go back and reflect on your life. Where did you lead me at? What did the writer of old say, Brother Lloyd? He said, sometimes we have to go back by Bethel and get our relationship with God back in order. Robin, Sharon, get us a song. That's enough preaching tonight. I don't want to see. In fact, I feel sorry. It breaks my heart to see people that have lost their confidence. And I'm talking about in every aspect. Every aspect. You know, kids that are victimized by today's society, that, you know, it's a rough world out there. And a lot of them have confidence, and then they go to school and they get bullied. And their confidence is gone. It's gone. Some of them are told from the time they're young, you're nothing and you'll never be anything. And they have that mindset, and their confidence is gone. Sometimes we as God people, we say in our minds, if we don't say it out loud, the church will never miss me. I'm nobody. I want you to know you're just as important as any other member of this church. You're just as important as a deacon or as a preacher or even as the pastor. You're just as important. And you say, if I'm that important, why am I losing? Why have I lost my confidence? It's because you strayed away from God. You say, but I still go to church. You can go to church every service and still not have any confidence. Paul said in my closing, he said, let me tell you what I can do. I quote this scripture often, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengtheneth me. Amen. Why don't you join me and say, I'm able, right? I am able. I have confidence that I can take this hill. As Caleb told him back there, 80 years old, and they come into the new land. And he said, I'll fight. I'll fight. All the young ones said, we ain't fight. Caleb said, I'll fight. You give me the... In fact, he said, you just give me the roughest side. That's where I'll fight. And then there was times that God said, I see your confidence. I know you're going to follow me, but I'm going to make it so you won't even have to lift a finger. Hallelujah. And he'd send angels to fight for them. Or he would send sounds that would just drive them away. Or he would send the hornets in and they would drive them away. There's times that I and you been ready to fight and never had to fight the first battle because God gave us the victory. Amen. Would you stand? I'll preach for another half hour. Tonight, if you've lost your confidence, you might not be at ground zero, but you're not as confident today as you have been in past. I say, why don't you come? Give it to God and say, Lord, help me. Help me. I've got the armor, but I need your confidence as I fight these battles while we sing. Are you confident tonight? Are you confident in what God in you can do? Do you trust Him tonight? Knowing that He wants you to have the victory. It's not a question whether God wants you to or not. It's a question of, are you confident enough to fight? while they pause for just a minute. See, every aspect of our life is dependent upon our confidence. If you say, I'm going to lose, you've already lost. If you say, I can't, you won't. Right? But if you say, I'm going to try. I'm going to try. I may not know all aspects of it, but what I don't know, I'm going to say, as I preach on Wednesday night, God, give me the wisdom. Help me, Lord, that I might be able to have the confidence from the schoolroom to the workplace, in church, even in your neighborhoods. Your success is dependent upon your confidence. And people say, Roger, now you're bringing the world into the church. I believe it. If you walk in and say, I'm going to fail, you're going to fail. Now, I don't believe in being arrogant. Amen? But I believe that we ought to be humble, but yet we ought to be confident at the same time. You know, I've always been taught by my dad and others, don't walk in with your head down, and you know, but walk in proud. Walk in proud. You say, well, you got to be proud about? You as poor as Job's turkey. What you got to be proud about? What I'm proud about is that I am a born-again child of God. And whatever He wants me to have, I am confident that He will provide it for us. Every aspect of our life is dependent upon our confidence. I've seen some people that were very smart, had skills and abilities that was just way out yonder, but they had zero confidence. And because of that, it limited them in their pursuit of life. And sometimes, church, things can happen to us that just destroys our confidence. But you know what? Who are we counting on? God can restore it. One last verse, and then we'll fellowship for a few minutes. But you take inventory. Are you ready to fight? Do you have the confidence it takes to fight? Of one dark blood. Yes. Bless each and every one of you tonight. I said I was taught, you know, you hold your head up. Even in times of failure, you hold your head up because you're still you, regardless of the circumstance. And men need to have a good, firm handshake. Good, firm handshake. And the further you get down life, the more, you know, people we think that's really all that. They get up in the morning the same way you get up. They put their britches on the same way you put yours on. They're human just like everybody else. And some of them, you know, I've been privileged to be able to be in the job that I have. And I get to talk to a lot of the doctors. And some of them ain't got a bit of sense. They as crazy as we are. But we think because they got a DR in front of their name or after their name that they're all that. No, they're just people like we are. One day they was born and one day they're going to die just like we are. Now, don't take me wrong. We ought to give respect to those that deserve it. But at the same time, don't ever put yourself down to try to think that you're not as good as somebody else. In the eyes of God, we're all equal. Amen. 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 So get your confidence up. Amen. Have you enjoyed this day in the house of the Lord? Are you going to be more confident tomorrow? God bless you. Some of you don't know if you are or not. We'll wait to see tomorrow how you feel. God bless each and every one of you. Remember our service on Wednesday night at 6:30. Remember these that are sick. And certainly remember those that are in the hospitals and nursing homes, that God will be with them and bless them. Get your confidence up. Hold your head up high. And say, with God, I can do all things. Amen. Brother Lee, good to have you tonight. Thank you for those songs. What a blessing they are. Fellowship one with another.